Welcome to the Fourth Trimester Training Podcast. I'm Lindsay Newman, and I'm here to revolutionize the way we approach postpartum care. We're challenging the status quo and redefining what it means to thrive after childbirth. Join me as we dive into functional health, optimal nutrition, lifestyle, and corrective exercise, specifically for moms to feel their most athletic no matter their age. Whether you're weeks postpartum or years down the line, this is your go-to resource for reclaiming your strength, energy, and confidence. Today, you get to hear from one of my clients, former clients. Her name is Bronte, and she is somebody that I'm really excited for you to listen to because her story is, though similar to mine, it's also unique to her and her experience, and she has a lot to share. Bronte is my virtual assistant, our executive assistant at Fourth Trimester Fitness Academy. So client who adopted the mission as her own, which I love so much. So Bronte, why don't you just take a minute and introduce yourself and let us get to know you?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Bronte. I am a wife and a mom to four kids, ranging from ages 10 to 2. I have just always loved being active pretty much my whole life from the time I was in high school, you know, junior high, elementary, into high school, and then even afterwards. So the gym and being active has just been a big part of my life. It's just something I really enjoy. And I'm trying to think of something else unique to tell anyone listening. I'm from Utah. I've been born and raised in Utah, and that's where we are currently still living. And yeah, that's just about it.
Which was so fun because when you reached out to me and we recognized we were like neighbors, it worked out really well that we got to do some of our work together in person, which I love. I love doing in-person work when I can.
Yeah, I loved that.
So why don't you tell us a little bit more, paint the picture for us, why you came this way? What was your big problem? What were you struggling with? And kind of how that was impacting your life. This is something that, you know, moms everywhere struggle with the things that we talk about on this podcast or on our social media, in all of the different forums. Like, moms are having a hard time, but we just don't get to hear about it very often. So I'd love for you to shed some light on your life and what it looked like.
Yeah. So like I said, I've always been very active, going to the gym, you know, being a part of fitness classes, that sort of thing. And around the time after I had baby number 3, I was really getting into HIIT workouts. And I actually became a high fitness instructor. Like, it was so much fun. I loved it. But there was a lot of things that I also hated too. And that was, I was constantly leaking, peeing my pants every time I would go to class, and then teaching it was obviously even more embarrassing because I was like, okay, I have to wear black or else like people are going to notice. And I hated that. A lot of women would be like, well, you know, it's okay. Like, my mom, I leak too. Like, it's just, you know, part of having kids. And I was like, I don't like that, but I just kept, you know, going. And then eventually I got more into weightlifting and my back just was like always hurting whenever I would try to lift heavy. But I'm just a very competitive person. I like to push myself, but I honestly couldn't. Like, it was hard to push myself because my back would just constantly be in pain. And then afterwards it was like a few days after the workout, I'd just be in so much pain and I hated that. And then fast forward to after baby number 4 and it just got worse. I mean, every time I would go to the gym, it was like I was living in fear of like, okay, I know I can't do these core exercises because my core is weak. And also I probably shouldn't lift too heavy on, you know, these leg exercises because my back might really hurt the next day. And it felt like kids ruined me. It did. And I've heard that a lot and I hated that. I was like, no, like, I don't want this to be my life now where I can't go to the gym and feel like I can be active or be as strong as I wanted to be. And so that was my big problem, was just not being able to go to the gym and do the things that I wanted to do, be having freedom. And then also those things following me at home. So at home, I was having back pain just by lifting a load of laundry the wrong way, or, you know, trying to run around with my kids or jump on the trampoline. Like, there was just always something with the leaking or the back pain. And I just felt like I was stuck, and I hated it.
Yeah, I think that's so relatable. I always tell my clients so that they know just how dire the circumstances were that I was throwing out my back when I would like sit up in bed just a little bit wrong, like tweaking some weird thing or putting my kid in their crib. I hear that from moms all the time. Like, it's so hard to take my child and put them in their crib because I have to hold them out in front of me and my back feels super vulnerable. And it's really, really frustrating. So while it does really disrupt everything at home, it was also kind of keeping you from living your goals. And essentially, that drags us down to kind of a difficult place mentally, where now we feel like the physical body can't meet the emotional body. So is that essentially, that was you in that emotional place as well?
Yeah, just like feeling a little hopeless. Like, man, I can't set certain goals when it comes to my active lifestyle, when it comes to running. You know, I really love to run when it's warm outside in the summer. And I was like, am I just, because I would also have back pain with running and the leaking. Like, it was just one, if it wasn't one, it was the other, or it was both. And yeah, I felt a lot of hopelessness that like, this is my life now. And was not fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So before you came this direction to work one-on-one, to get some coaching, had you heard of diastasis recti? Like, did you know that you had it? Had you been checked? Had you seen anybody else? What had you tried to like resolve some of these issues? Because you know now, and a lot of my clients learn later on, that diastasis is two-part. It's not just, you know, how far have your abs spread, but what tension can you pull to your core as well? And what stability can you offer your body? And so oftentimes, people who are lacking in one way or the other will have back pain and ab separation. And I know that was one thing that you did struggle with and have happening in your body, but did you know?
Yeah. So because I'm so active, I followed a lot of Instagram followers who were, you know, fit moms, or, you know, and who brought up diastasis recti or back pain, you know, these types of things. And I remember, you know, like, oh, I need to follow them. I need to like do these exercises, or, oh, I need to avoid, you know, these core exercises, or else I'm going to make my diastasis recti worse. Cause I knew I had it. I had checked, I had watched several videos on how to check, but there was still like this looming, am I strong enough to handle this exercise? Like, even though it's saying, well, if your abs are looking like this, then it's okay. But if they're looking like this while you're doing this exercise, then probably not. And so I was just like, well, which is it? Like, I don't know. So whenever I would go to the gym and do core exercises, to be honest, I actually didn't. I kind of avoided them like the plague because I was scared that I was going to make things worse. And I obviously didn't want that because I had a little bit of a mom pooch still, and I knew my core was just weak in general. And so I did actually go see a friend who was a sports therapist. He helped me with back pain, you know, in the moment, but in the long run, like, it still kept coming back. He would do like, he put me on this machine where he would like stretch my body. I don't even know what it was called.
Oh, is it like one of those inversion tables where you flip upside down?
Similar to that, yeah. And he would like strap me in and like stretch. And it did like help.
Yeah.
But not really. Like, back pain still came back. So then I'm like, okay, well, it's like, you know, instant relief, but only lasts, you know, maybe that night. And then it would come back if I tried to go back to the gym or lift something heavy, you know, like. And then eventually, after baby number four, I did go see a pelvic floor therapist, which was hard to get in to see her anyways, but I did get in to see her, and she did do like, she checked, and yes, she confirmed I had diastasis recti. She did an internal exam, you know, confirmed that there was some tightness in places with my pelvic floor. And I was like, okay, so what do we like? You know, because I was telling her, like, I really love to go to the gym. I want to lift. I want to jump. Like, these are all the things I want to do. And I remember her, you know, I could only have like an hour with her. It was almost like having a therapy session. I only had an hour with her to do these, you know, to be checked, to talk with her, and then her to give me, you know, maybe a few exercises. So she would give me a few exercises, which knowing what I know now, I'm like, why did she give me those? But I did them anyways. But I wasn't able to see her on a regular basis. Like, it was really hard to get in to see her. So I think I maybe saw her a total of 3 times in a span of like maybe 3 to 4 months. So once again, I was still stuck back in that place where not really consistent help. It was like hit or miss. And yeah, some of the exercises she gave me helped a little bit with my pelvic floor, but I feel like she wasn't listening to what I really wanted, which was I want to get back to the gym. I want to get my body stronger so I can go back to what I love. And but she didn't have enough time to talk with me and to meet with me to even really help me with those goals. So that was just hard. And so eventually I just stopped going because I just didn't feel like it was the right fit.
Yeah. And the irony is you were saying, you know, you go to the gym and yet you're afraid to work on your core. So we work on all of the other things. But again, like the irony is that your core is needed at every single one of those parties, right? Every time you're doing any lower body movement, yeah, there are definitely at the gym more options, machines that provide more stability for people who maybe don't have their own. But if you're following a program using any kind of like free weights or barbells or lifting, hip thrusting, deadlifts, any of those exercises, even some upper body movements, I see a lot of women struggle to keep their core engaged and to isolate the right muscle groups where, you know, they want to be doing a shoulder exercise and only feel it in their neck and traps. So it's ironic that it's like, oh, I don't want to make my core worse. I don't know exactly what to do. So I'm not going to work on that. I'm going to work on everything else. And it's not that you won't get anywhere with the other things. It's just like, ultimately, we're running circles around ourselves and making minimal progress in the long run as far as like functional strength and true athleticism goes. Would you agree?
No, 100%. And that just makes so much sense now. And even looking back at, you know, because I love fitness so much that I've videoed myself doing certain exercises, and I've now found myself looking back and going, oh my gosh, what was I doing? Like, that was doing nothing for my core, even though I was avoiding all the bad core exercises, like even the bicep curls and the squats, like they were harming my core too. And they were making things ultimately worse.
But what I love about you is that it was never like an all or nothing thing where like you could never go exercise, you could never go to the gym, you could never do the things, but you did eventually see a need for where you wanted to do that a little bit smarter. Because a lot of people are like you. I hear this all the time from moms or women who have ab separation. They're like, well, I don't know what to do and I don't want to make it worse, so I don't do anything. Or I know I should do core exercises, but they're so challenging that I don't do them. And I'm like, well, that's probably a clue in that you really, really need them. But I think a lot of people don't understand the repercussions of diastasis, not just in the moment, but long term. And also, you know, you mentioned seeing a pelvic floor physical therapist and she talked to you about internal pelvic floor tension. Most people don't even know what that means in real life. Like, what does that mean in symptoms? What does that mean in like long-term pelvic floor health? Why is that important? Most people don't really know, except that they don't want to pee their pants. But now you've done a lot more study and research and are becoming a coach yourself. So why don't you share like some of those longer term kind of disruptions?
Yeah. So I mean, just long-term leaking, leaking and heaviness, and could potentially lead to, if you've heard of prolapse, you know, those who are listening, like prolapse can be super hard to deal with. And that can eventually cause you to have to go see a doctor and get surgery of sorts. But yeah, I honestly didn't think too much about the long-term. I just thought I'm just going to pee forever. Yeah. Which wasn't something that I was looking forward to. And I didn't want that for me. And I don't want it for anyone. Like, no woman should have to live with these long-term repercussions of a weak pelvic floor or a weak core because they had kids. Like, you shouldn't have to deal with peeing your pants or prolapse or just an overall weakness in your pelvic floor that you can't live your life, you know?
Yeah.
Be a fun mom, right? Like, I think right. We all have, like, want to be that fun mom who will run around with their kids and not feel like they're old at the age of, you know, 30 after they've yeah. had their some kids and they, you know, feel like their body has just been ruined. Like, that's just not fair.
Yeah, no, not at all. And hopefully, I mean, even into our 40s, 50s, right? Like, that's the goal, is longevity. But you're right, like, pelvic floor tension, tightness, that can cause a lot of back pain too, and a lot of compensation patterns in the body, a lot of problems. Prolapse is kind of the secondary thing to leaking, and it's a pressure problem in your body where first we're pressing on the bladder, we're expelling urine, but the more the bladder gets pressed on, the more that it might start to descend out of the pelvic floor. Same with the uterus, even your rectum and your intestinal tract a little bit. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. And diastasis, it's like, yeah, like,
it's all connected.
I would like my core to be better, but it's hard and I don't know what to do, so I just don't do it. Back pain doesn't just stay the same your whole life. Like, it will progressively get worse. It's never just at a standstill. Hernias are like a huge risk for people who have abdominal separation and don't know how to strengthen the front wall of their canister, their fortress, your body. So important. Yeah. So I think that in the moment, a lot of us want, kind of like what you said, like, okay, I do generally want to be strong. I want to feel really good. And maybe we're not thinking about the long term quite as much until we've kind of been through the other side. That might be the case. Yeah. So what were some of your greatest hesitations or hurdles in working with Fourth Trimester Fitness Academy? When we talked, I remember, you know, I do free consultation calls with people all the time. I love getting to meet moms all over, whether they work with me or not. It's just such a way for me to connect. And I remember you being very, very interested in the education component and really, really wanting the answers for yourself. But there's barriers for everybody before you take a big step. What were some of yours?
So I was pretty desperate, so there wasn't really much that was a hurdle for me. But obviously, financially, it just wasn't like, you know, my husband wasn't like, oh yeah, let's do this. Like, it took a minute for him to, you know, realize, okay, we can make this work. But he also realized, like, I needed this. Like, being active and going to the gym and having fun with my kids, like, that was who I was. That's how I kind of defined myself. And so to not have that and to have pain all the time, like, he saw it firsthand. So it honestly didn't take much convincing from me to get him on board with it. And he was okay with it. And, you know, we made it work. And sometimes you have to stretch a little bit to make it work, but it's 1,000 times worth it. Because, like I said, moms deserve this. Yeah. I don't care what position you're in, you know, you try to make it work as much as you can, because it works and it's worth it. Like, you're worth it.
Yeah, they definitely are. Finances aside, do you feel like there were some things, like, emotionally that were kind of getting in your way? Because I know that when you've lived in that place for an extended period of time where you constantly feel like you're running this circle and you're exhausted, you're hopeless, you're frustrated, and you've been on the hunt for answers for a long time, once you come across someone that's like, this is where you need to be, it's a little hard to, like, fully commit yourself to that right up front. Emotionally, do you feel like there were any emotional hurdles or insecurities that you had to work over?
Yeah, and I can see how people might have that. Because I related so much to your story and I had already tried so many things, it was like, this sounds like the thing that's going to help. Like, I was honestly just so much on board that I was like, this has to work. Like, there's no other options for me, it felt like, right? Unless you wanted to go get surgery of sorts, which that was just not an option I was willing to do. I wanted to do this my way. I wanted to do it on my own with help. And that's what I knew you were offering. And so I was like, this is what I'm going to do. And yeah, there was a little bit of like, well, I've already tried some of these breathing exercises, but like, so what's going to be the big difference? But like I said, those breathing exercises, I didn't have someone, you know, telling me on a daily basis on what to do. You know, the breathing exercises I tried were maybe, you know, here and there. And then I'd be like, all right, I'm good. I'm going to go back to the gym. And then right back to square one. So I really needed someone to just coach me like every day, every week for, you know, at the time I didn't know how long it was necessarily going to be. But once you told me, I was like, well, that makes sense. Like months of getting my core and pelvic core stronger is probably what I need, because that, you know, three times I did those breathing exercises did nothing.
Right. And I think that is what is missing, is that customized programming of progressive overload. It's not just breathing exercises. All of our exercises that we do, like, we need them to be really challenging, even the breathing exercises. We need them to stretch and change the body. And so while you were like really wanting to be in the gym, we were working full body the entire time and doing resistance training, and got you back to the gym as quickly as possible, safely, so that you could feel pretty good. Because that is the goal always. It's not to pull you away from what you love and what you're doing. It's to get you doing it better and more effectively. So it's enhancing your life and not subtracting from your life. Right? Yeah.
And I will say, once I started the program, I think that was probably really hard, was not going to the gym. As someone who was going to the gym quite regularly, like not going to the gym for, I think it was probably 2.5 months that I was just at home doing breathing exercises. But once I started to see and feel how much they were helping and working, I was like, no, this, I need this. Like, yeah. I can't do all the things I'm doing at the gym until I, you know, focus on my foundation, which was my core and my posture, my pelvic floor, like all of it. It all needed help. And I kind of needed, I don't want to say start from the beginning, but kind of needed to, you know, reevaluate my body and what it actually needed, and what it didn't need was for me to go push tons of weight after having a baby. You know, I think it was a year that I found you after I had number four. Yeah. And, you know, I, like I said, I didn't really do any intense postpartum recovery. So I knew this is what I needed. But it was hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had you planking from your couch at home and hip thrusting from your couch and doing side planks and breathing work and all sorts of things from home. And that's honestly the great thing about one-on-one coaching, is that it doesn't have to look the same for everybody. And if you had been like, Lindsay, I will not stop going to the gym, I need it, then we find a way around that. But I do love when my clients will just really dive into this heart and soul, because then it's essentially the more you put into something, the more that you grow in that department. And so the more time that you were spending at home, I knew was the more time that you were actually strengthening and moving further from it. It's almost like speeding up the timeline. Even though you feel like you're taking 5 steps backwards, you're actually speeding up your timeline, rather than if you were still lifting at the gym and then trying to do this on the side as the sideshow. Making it top priority changes your life a lot quicker, I would say.
100%.
Yeah. So Bronte is a coach at this point. You just graduated your PCES course, your certification, and I'm so excited to have her get to help on my team in specific. But coaching, I've been telling her, and I think she knows at this point in time, it's just not always the easiest thing. It's not always just like hunky-dory. Oh, I'm working with this coach. Look how great I'm looking. Look at all of the stride we've made. There are a lot of those moments, but there are also a lot of up and downs. There's breakdowns. There's emotion. There's setback. And being able to keep a great headspace through all of that can be hard. And you definitely had some setbacks while working through this process. And I would love for you to share some of those. I love giving the transparent, real version of what coaching one-on-one looks like, that it's not going to be perfection, but it will yield the results.
Yeah, for sure. So I think I was about maybe halfway through or a little bit halfway through my first 3 months of working with you. And I remember getting really bad back pain again. Like it just came on. I don't know. I don't even remember what I did. And I reached out to you and I was like, Lindsay, what is happening? Like I'm doing all the things. Like, why is my back hurting? And I remember you telling me like, well, it looks like we've peeled another layer of the onion off and we have just found another problem that we need to fix.
All my clients' favorite thing in the world. Oh, yes. Good. Another layer. Oh, good. Another problem.
Yeah, because all the things that, you know, all the postpartum problems and symptoms that us women go through, there's not just one layer. Like there's not just one fix. It sometimes is several fixes before we can really like see long-term recovery. And that's what I eventually realized. And when that back pain came again, because I'm so lucky and got to live so close to you, I was able to come in and you were actually able to help me a little bit more get through that pain. And it lasted, I want to say, probably a good week or almost two. But you gave me some new exercises. We tried different things and eventually I came out of it. And since then, I have not gone back to that place. Like that must have been the last big layer. Now, I don't want to say, you know, I don't get tension because we still get back tension. Everyone does. But now I have the tools to, whenever that tension comes, I know exactly what to do. And that's been the biggest thing I've learned from being in the academy is just, I know the tools. And now being certified, I know what tools to help other women when they, you know, are needing help with whatever symptom that they might be having, which I'm just so excited about. One other thing I did want to say too, which I think is a big part of what we do at Fourth Trimester Fitness Academy, is stress as moms. And that was a big hurdle for me. During my program, I almost felt like you became my therapist for a bit.
Maybe not a very good one, but.
No, you were great. But just like realizing as a mom, like we are just in this constant go, go, go stress mode. And I'm a type A person where I'm like, you know, have to do everything the right way, you know, have to, you know, that perfectionism mindset. And you really helped me realize like, we need to take a step back and we need to breathe and you need to relax. And that was hard. I mean, it's still hard. Don't get me wrong. I'm still struggling with this. And I think all of us moms constantly have to remind ourselves to, you know, just breathe.
Just breathe
and feel and know that we can, you know, feed ourselves and work on ourselves. And that's not being selfish. It's necessary. And, you know, taking a step back from the everyday mom life is okay. Yeah. And it's good, actually. It's really, really good. And it's the only way we can, in essence, survive as moms.
Yes. Whenever people talk about this, like, oh, you need to de-stress, you need to take time for yourself. Old me would like big old eye roll and just be like, whatever. I don't need that woohoo. Like, stop, ground yourself, de-stress. Like, I don't need those things. But the further into this I've gotten, the more humble I've become in that regard. And also with all of my clients, what they don't realize is that their body physically is carrying a physical load and is taxed in certain ways. But their emotional body carries an emotional load as well. And what stinks about that is that we all have it, but your body is telling a very emotional story. Your physical body will kind of tell you what's going on behind the curtain and behind the scenes. Like if everything's on fire and we're stressed all the time and our life feels like mayhem, and we can never calm down and leave that fight or flight go mode, like you were saying, then your body is going to reflect that. And especially when we stay there chronically, because all of us have stress. We all have moments of stress, and stress isn't the problem in acute doses. It's when it becomes chronic that then we start to see really, really big issues. And some of those issues do present in your physical body, like tension and hip pain or back pain, or like we don't even realize it, but oftentimes you'll clench. Anyone who's listening to this, next time you're driving in the car to pick up your kids from school or to do any of those things, I want you to check in and see if you are literally like gripping your butt. Just are you clenching your pelvic floor? I asked my sister-in-law to do this at one point in time, and she came back to me and still off and on will be like, I don't know why I'm always like gripping my butt in the car. And it's that idea of like, I am stressed. I've got a lot going on. Even though you might feel like I can handle this, it's fine. Your body is being taken for a little bit of a ride. And moms, we do this really badly. So I'm glad that you brought that up, because our awareness level, if that could change, then our level of care and nurturing of ourselves, not just others, might improve.
Yeah.
It really might. So we've talked a little bit about your roadblocks, and those roadblocks were hard. I remember, you know, going to your house on a Sunday afternoon to drop off my sacroiliac belt to wear around your hips, that I was like,
that's, you might need this.
Yeah, you might need this for just a couple of days, but don't let this like deter you. Don't get down on this. And you returned it and were like, yeah, I don't need it anymore after like a week, and you were doing okay. But it doesn't mean that in those moments, it's not this big, like throw your hands up in the air, discouraged moment. It can be, but in comparison, you've got like the other end of the spectrum where you're actually seeing a lot of wins, like subtle as they may be. You're seeing those wins. And functional fitness is what all moms need after they have babies. Like, how do we get our body to function really well? Functional fitness is not something where you'll start to see aesthetic changes right away. It's just not. But you will start to feel a lot better, and that feeling a lot better and feeling more mechanical and fluid in your movement can create the opportunity for more fitness and aesthetic changes. So you actually ended up working with me as a client for what, like a year?
Yeah.
It was like about a year. And we went through and ebbed through seasons of building muscle, seasons of maintenance, seasons of functional fitness. And I would just love for you to share some of your biggest victories that you've had looking back on your coaching experience, to kind of talk about all of those different seasons.
Yeah. So during the first part, it was just, like you said, feeling the difference in my body and in my posture. And then just thinking about doing the everyday things with that in mind. Like, okay, I need to think about my posture when I carry my kids or this or that. But I felt such a difference when I was thinking about that. My body needed that. Like, it was like, I need this. I need you to be aware of what you're doing. And so just my posture alone, I feel like, was a huge win in the beginning. And then, yeah, obviously following that up with back pain eventually left me, and I eventually went back to the gym and I started lifting, and I started lifting heavier and then heavier. And I honestly, there was a little bit of like hesitation for a bit there, because I was like, I don't know if I should be lifting this heavy, because in the past I was just so fearful. And I think we maybe even talked about this, like how sometimes our mind can actually tell us that we are in pain when we're actually not. So I actually feel like that was a small hurdle. Like, I need to let go of this fear that I've had. Like, I can handle this. I know what to do. I know how to breathe. Like, I know how to lift this weight. I just had to focus on all of the things that I had been taught, and it worked. And eventually I am now at this point where I don't have that fear. I go to the gym and I lift. I do core exercises that I never thought I could do again. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm never gonna be able to do those because my core like is just so weak and it's not gonna be strong enough. But now I'm on the other side and I can do those exercises and a lot more. I'm still strengthening. There's still, you know, progress, right? We didn't just go from strengthening core and pelvic floor to pushing all the way. I'm still slowly progressing with weights and with core exercises, but I'm no longer having those setbacks like I did before, where it was like progress and then setback, progress and then setback. But now with my strength of my deep core and my pelvic floor and my posture, like I just feel like I'm slowly moving up this mountain and I'm not sliding back down like I used to in the past.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just feeling so much stronger. And then mentally, there's still some work there to be done, but I feel like it's never ending with being a mom, but I'm constantly reminding myself how much I need to just focus on what my body needs, what my mind needs, relaxing, taking a step back, and being a part of this group of the Academy and all these amazing women are just constant reminder to me, like, we're all in this together. Like, we're all trying our best and trying to just breathe and take one day at a time, because that's really what we need. We just have to focus on one day at a time.
Yeah. Doing the next right thing. And I mean, you're going to be modest about this, but Bronte's pretty jacked, y'all. Like, she is pretty dang, she's flexing. She's pretty buff. And I love that. I love seeing her do core work and share the things she's doing on Instagram and her muscle building phases where she really saw some substantial muscle tissue built onto her frame. She's pretty loaded. And the great thing about that too is that diastasis is still something that you quote unquote technically have. And this is like something I wanted you to talk about, just briefly touch on, because so many moms feel like the goal is to have zero ab separation. That is the goal of healing diastasis. When you and I both know that's the secondary goal, is to see if we can get that separation to come back together, but it is not the primary goal at all. Can you tell us kind of where your diastasis is at this point in time?
Yeah, so I still have an ab separation. Like, it's still there, but my abs, my
core fingers.
Yeah, like two and a half fingers width still. Yeah. But I can manage pressure, and I have there's a lot of tension there. So it's not deep, and I can control my core a lot better now. So I don't have to worry about like, oh, if you have to gastrostrecti, like, don't do sit-ups, don't do, you know, these, like I was before, where if I wouldn't have done one-on-one coaching, you know, if I would have done maybe someone's program, I'd probably still be in that fearful mode because I didn't know. Because all you hear in the world and on social media is, if you have to gastrostrecti, like, this is a no, this is a no, this is a no. And I'd probably still be living there. But now I know, oh, I can have diastasis and still have a really strong core and still also do all these core exercises. I'm very vigilant on them. But honestly, it comes second nature now because I'm so used to what we've worked on. Like, when I get into a plank, it's just automatic in my brain. I know exactly what to do to keep my core, you know, engaged and keep pressure, you know, managed well. So yeah, it's still a thing for me, but it's not a thing that holds me back anymore.
Totally. And this is because there's a difference between fascial tissue and muscle tissue and how they kind of reconstitute after pregnancy and how they heal. And genetics definitely play a role in some of this, but a lot of the time we think, you know, if we have that ab separation and we've done all we can do, sure, the only way that you could close that ab separation at this point in time is surgery. But that would be purely aesthetic based for you because you're completely, fully, fully functional. And frankly, when I look at your core, it is not what I notice. I don't notice. I don't notice any separation. I notice the abs, that's for sure. Fascia just heals differently, and it takes a lot longer for fascia to heal than it does like muscle tissue, where we can start to pull a lot more tension. That's what you hear people saying on Instagram all the time, like, snatch your waist. It's like, actually what they're saying is get that deep core to really come together like a corset and to pull more tension to the abdominal wall so that you can be a little bit more ironclad there despite your fascial reconstitution. So that's a little bit different. Just wanted to point that out to those who were maybe confused. So You've had some really awesome victories, and your story is such a near and dear one to my heart because it reminds me of mine. And after you've walked through it and then you see other people walk through it, you just want to reach your hand down and pull people up the ladder with you and be like, let's fix this. So tell us about what you're planning to do moving forward, especially, you know, with Fourth Trimester Fitness Academy. I'm so excited to have you as part of my team, but kind of share some of your vision for your career and what you want to be doing.
Yeah. So soon after I finished my last 6 months with you, I decided to get certified as a postpartum corrective exercise specialist, and I'm now officially certified. So I have learned a lot more. I already knew a lot from Lindsay, but I learned even more, and I now have the certificate to prove it. And yeah, I'm right now still Lindsay's virtual assistant, but eventually I'm going to move into a trainer role where I can help women climb up that ladder, just like Lindsay said, and just help women know that they can get stronger and help them along that way. And on my social media, I'm also sharing just a lot of things that I've learned and continue to learn. Social media is not a walk in the park, let me tell you, but no, I'm trying to share as much as I can just to get the word out that women deserve to get help and they deserve to feel freedom from the bodies that they have and having kids and all the things that comes with it. Cause our bodies change. Like there's really no way around that after having kids, it just does. But what we do with those changes is what matters. And I want to help women realize that it's possible and it's really not as scary as they might think.
Yeah. I've always thought that there couldn't possibly be anyone out there to have as much passion and flame for all of this as me. But Bronte's a competitor. You're a competitor for sure. So where can people find you on Instagram?
Yeah. So my Instagram handle is Bronte_Rivera.
Yes.
That's it. It's pretty simple. Just my first and last name. And yeah, I'm on Facebook too, but really I'm mostly just on Instagram. So if you want to connect with me on Facebook, you can. Mostly it's just a mirror to my Instagram. Everything I share on my Instagram goes to my Facebook. And yeah, I'm on the free Facebook group that Lindsay has created. I constantly tap in there and chat. So if you want to connect with me there and with Lindsay there, we're there too together. Yeah.
Perfect. She is. She's active. She has hands all up in this business. And it is so great to have her. Any last advice to other moms out there who are in your exact or maybe similar position, or even maybe a really different one, who feel as frustrated or skeptical as you did?
Yeah, I just want to say there's a way. There's several ways, actually. There's not just one way, because every woman's different and each woman's journey is different. What worked for me might not be the same for someone else, but we have the tools. We have the education to help wherever your road might go. Like we want to help, and I want to help, and there's hope. Like you don't have to be stuck in a place of hopelessness and feeling like your kids ruined your body and you're stuck peeing and back pain or prolapse or possibly having surgery recommended to you. Like you can, if you don't want to go that route, you don't have to. It actually doesn't have to be an option at all. You can get help and we can help. And I just want women to know that you don't have to be stuck in that place where I was. Like I was stuck there far too long. I waited far too long to get help. But I'm glad I eventually did. It's not too late. That's the other thing I want to say. It's never too late. You don't have to have a baby, you know, 2 months ago to get help. It could be years. You could be, you know, your youngest could be 5 or even 20 and you can still get help. Like it doesn't matter. The body can still change and improve and get stronger.
Isn't that the coolest thing? I love it. Well, thank you so much for spending your time talking about this. I know you and I could chat about this for hours on end, just endlessly repeating ourselves. But please feel free to find Bronte on social media. She's always sharing really awesome recipes and tips and tricks. And have you tried this with your core? Have you tried that? And you will definitely want to be in her realm of influence. She's got a fire. So Bronte, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Fourth Trimester Training Podcast. If you're ready to take your journey to the next level with personalized support, we offer one-on-one coaching tailored to your unique needs. Whether it's functional health, nutrition, or postpartum corrective exercise, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Connect with me on Instagram at Lynn C. Newman or at Fourth Trimester Training to learn more and schedule your free consultation. Let's work together to achieve your goals and embrace the strongest version of you.